When Senate President Tom Niehaus said earlier this week that the Senate would not be voting on the heartbeat abortion bill during the lame duck session, backers of that legislation threatened to use an unusual tactic known as a discharge petition to have the bill brought to the floor for a vote without the blessing of leadership. Now, in this latest salvo, Niehaus has removed two leaders of a Senate committee, then took a vote to refer the legislation that would ban abortion at the point a fetal heartbeat can be heard into that Senate committee.
The effect of this move is that the bill now comes into the Rules and Reference Committee, and a discharge petition cannot be issued on a bill until it's been in a committee at least 30 days. Well, today is November 29th. That means the earliest that any discharge petition, should it come about, could be issued would be December 29th. I don't expect to be here on December 29th. So, in my opinion, it is effectively said that we are not going to take this bill up in the 129th General Assembly.
Niehaus says he's tired of his members being bullied by backers of the heartbeat abortion bill.
I'm all for people advocating for their position and being passionate about their position. But threatening, in my mind, goes over the line. And we saw tactics that I did not appreciate and my members did not appreciate. And for a small faction of the pro-life community to target the most pro-life group of senators in recent memory was to me outrageous.
Niehaus says he's talked with the bill's backers in the past and outlined conditions that must be met for the bill to move forward. And one of those conditions hinged on Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney being elected. That didn't happen, so Niehaus says it's not prudent to move forward with a bill that he thinks is unconstitutional.
The reelection of President Obama signaled that if there are going to be new justices appointed to the Supreme Court, they will tend to be less favorable to the so-called heartbeat bill. And so then the risk became, do you send a bill to the U.S. Supreme Court that has the potential to undermine all of the good work that the Right to Life community has done over the previous decades?
Heartbeat bill backer Janet Folger Porter answers that concern this way.
The constitutionality is not the issue. That has gone through, but we've gone through that over and over and over. And I'll tell you, in the bill, there's a severability section and an expressly written a portion of the bill that says this will not affect any other Ohio legislation, period. So that's not the issue.
Folger Porter believes the issue is Niehaus has a personal vendetta against her.
If you don't like something I may have done, all I ask is don't take it out on babies. You know, I just would have thought they were bigger than that. I would have thought that the outgoing president was bigger than that, than to punish babies for any personal offense against me.
Folger Porter says her supporters have not bullied Ohio senators with their numerous public attempts to get the bill passed. And she says she's not giving up the fight.
I'm going to quit working on House Bill 125 on December 31st. And if we have to go into next session, well, then it'll have a different number. I think a higher or a lower number. It'll probably be, you know, somewhere in the neighborhood of Senate Bill 1 or 2. But we're going to see babies with beating hearts protected. And we're going to keep on knocking on the door until even an unrighteous legislator opens it up and does what we ask.
Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.